The New York Association of School Business Officials, whose members will have to administer the new tax program, say 30 school districts have tried on their own since 2010 to merge and have failed, rejected either by voters or by school board members. The group's Michael Borges says there are many barriers, including fears of community loss of identity and very long bus rides for children in rural districts that want to consolidate. And he says the program in the state budget is fundamentally flawed.
It doesn't get at the underlying reasons why mergers haven't happened as frequently as the governor would like, and it doesn't address the common issues of mandate relief.
He says schools must obey numerous state-mandated regulations on pensions, health care, special education, and transportation requirements that he says drive up labor and other costs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.